Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Naramdaman na ng marami nating kababayan ang bahagyang pagluwag ng restrictions kaugnay ng coronavirus. Good news ito para sa mga business owners dahil ito na ang nakikita nilang simula ng kanilang pagbangon. Alamin natin ang epekto ng pagluluwag na ito sa events industry. Sa panayam ko kay Chris by Aga ng Soiree Floristry and Event Styling sa Sydney. Magandang araw, Chris. Kumusta ka ngayon?
Good morning, Eddie. Nasa Brighton, Lisanza ako. So, it's bright and sunny here.
Kumusta naman itong mga nagdaang linggo na nabawasan na yung mga restrictions dito sa Australia?
It was good. The previous weekend was really busy kasi Mother's Day, pero medyo tahimik this last weekend.
Okay, before we dive into the effects of this pandemic sa'yo at sa iyong negosyo, please tell me muna about yourself and kung paano ka nagsimula sa floristry and events styling. Kasi parang bibihira yung mga Pinoy na nasa ganitong negosyo dito.
I started working as a nurse sa Australia 2014. So 2014, basically 6 years na akong nag-nurse sa Australia. Then I started doing floristry just last year. Ang tawag niya is Soiree, Floristry and Event Styling. Soiree, it means gathering or pagtitipon-tipon ng mga tao. So it's a celebration. Ang business partner ko dito ay si Vin. Ang kaibigan ko, gusto niyang, she asked me if I could help her setting up for her engagement and her wedding. And I said, yes, why not? And then she gave me the budget. And then apparently, after the engagement, maraming nagtatanong sino daw nag-decorate, sino daw yung florist. Yun, dun nag-umpisa. And then after a few months, she got married. I did the flowers and the decorations as well. So people were asking for calling cards. So that gives me the idea na, this will be a good business.
Pero as a registered nurse or a frontliner, paano mo pa nababalansa yung oras mo?
I mostly mga event Saturday. So I do events and floristry the whole day Saturday. Tapos, pag night shift, pag kagabihan, pag 10 p.m., I go to work and work as a nurse.
At ito na nga, tumigil ang mundo ng marami nang pumasok sa eksena ang coronavirus. Paano naman ito naka-apekto sa'yo?
Maraming events and business na nawala sa amin. So apparently, na-book ako for several weddings starting May, starting April, then May, tapos meron pa ngang weddings for the next coming months na kinancel nila kasi baka hindi pa mag-ease off yung restriction. Mm-hmm. So, and you think if we talk about weddings, medyo malaki yung pera na budget doon for event styling or and floristry. So, medyo malaki talaga yung nawala sa negosyo.
Ang saklap, no? Parang kung kailan yung inaasahan mong mga araw o buwan na kikita ka ng mas malaki, saka pa naman biglang humarap sa krisis, ano, ang industriya. Pero when it comes to supplies, especially yung fresh flowers, since affected din yung produce ng flower farms dito, kumusta naman yung presyo?
Actually, the same price pa din yung flowers on a regular day, pero hindi sila kasing fresh before. It's understandable na if it's Mother's Day, it's Valentine's Day, ang presyo ng mga bulaklak talaga, it's double or triple the normal prices. Pero currently sa market, medyo dumadami na yung mga suppliers ng bulaklak and unti-unti na silang kumukuha ng mga imported flowers kasi surprisingly yung mga malalaking roses na nakikita natin sa market, they're actually from Africa and South America.
Habang walang bookings for events and weddings, and aside nga dun sa trabaho mo sa hospital, paano mo pa nagagawang productive yung ibang oras mo?
When we started the business, so mostly ginagamit namin mga fake flowers. But then we realized na mas maraming taong nag-i-inquire for real flowers.
Fresh flowers.
So yun I decided to study floristry. And I'm still ongoing pa din yung classes ko. Hopefully I'll finish this year with Certificate 3 in floristry.
At sa pagpapatupad ng first step ng COVID safe plan ng federal government, ano na yung naramdaman mong epekto para sa iyo at sa negosyo mo?
I can feel na marami nang nag-e-inquire about mga events. Usually mga medyo maliliit na events like a small wedding lang muna, so they're ordering for bouquets, buttonholes for the groom. Yun na muna, pero yung mga malalaki na like with table arrangement, may mga inquiry pa konti-konti, pero ang dates for the wedding for next year pa, 2021 or 2022, may nag-e-inquire na for 2022.
Oh, wow! Sobra advanced ng booking na yun. For now, since na nag-ease na nga yung mga restrictions, ano yung mga naging lessons or yung mga life lessons mo during this isolation period for yourself and for the business as well?
Kailangan mong maging patient kasi may mga panahon kasi ang floristry kasi seasonal siya eh. Like, it's a wedding season, so every week you have weddings and there would be like 2 months na walang wedding talaga kahit isa. So just be patient, wait for the right clients, and ano lang talaga, isipin mo na may darating at darating din na clients. And it's because of this COVID season as well, I learned na pwede akong gumawa ng something different, like gumagawa ako ng style na hindi masyadong familiar sa, hindi masyadong common sa floristry world. So I'm trying out different styles.
At bago tayo magpaalam, please let us know paano makakontakt ang Suare Floristry and Event Styling, Sydney.
Mahahanap nyo kami sa Instagram. Ang Instagram namin, Style My Suare Sydney. And sa Facebook naman, just type Suare Sydney and lalabas yung page namin. Or you can call or message me directly. My mobile number is 0401-241-270, or my business partner's mobile number, that is 0406-288-841.
Thank you so much, Chris, for your time. At sana'y magtuloy-tuloy na ang good news na ito para sa'yo at sa lahat ng mga business owners dito sa Australia.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.